Chapter 29. Demon Fall. Lord of the Night. Red Angel. Daylight Wall, Helios Section, 15th of Quartus. Midnight blue gunships set down on the parapet under heavy fire. Gun positions in the city spires rake the wall tops where the enemy landed, but Scryvok chose his dropcraft carefully. All were of the increasingly rare Stormbird Sokar pattern, and void-shielded. They landed in a tight group, ramps slamming down simultaneously. Support squads poured out first into the rain, arraying themselves near the Stormbirds and targeting the nearer weapon installations with missiles and lascannon fire. The gunships angled their ball turrets up and added to the infantry's efforts. Breacher squads came next, heading off away from the Helios Gate to block Imperial reinforcements coming up from the south. Rapier weapons platforms were dragged out from the holds. Further down the wall, a heavy transport deposited a pair of Predator tanks to bolster the line. Lesser vessels flew as air support, strafing the buildings with their cannons, their missiles demolishing fortified balconies and bolted-on gunnery blisters, before roaring past and coming about to make further passes. Relieved of their cordon duty, the Raptor packs ignited their jets and bounded down the wall out from the landing zone. The Night Lords worked quickly to secure the area. A final ship thundered down through the sky, breaching the weakened Aegis in a flare of orange and sickly green. The torrent of blood raining from the sky ran off it in black falls, but it could not hide the ornate nature of the ship. Decorated with precious metals, lavishly painted, the Stormbird carried the personal heraldry of Gendor Scryvok, self-proclaimed leader of the Night Lords' Legion. The ramp opened as the ship was landing. Space Marines leapt from the exits before it had touched down. When landing claws kissed Rockcrete and the ramp opened, a unit of Atramentar strode purposefully forth, slower than their power-armored brethren, but massively better protected. Lesser Night Lords took hits from the buildings of the palace and died, but these giant warriors stood firm as Lasfire flashed off their power fields without effect, and bolts and solid slugs were deflected away by their angled armor plates. Gendor Scryvok marched out with a confident swagger, his hand gripping the hilt of his sheathed warp blade. He surveyed his troops from the top of the ramp before joining his Terminator guard. His chronometer told him it was day, but the world was deep into a war gloom as black as any Nostromon noon. Night suited him perfectly.
"An exemplary deployment, Captain Ashmalesh," Scryvok voxed.
He drew his sword. The comforting power of the Neverborn flowed into his body from the naked blade, and he smiled within his helm. Why had he resisted its gifts? He saw how foolish he had been now, and it made him smile.
"Get the shield line of breacher squads at the fore of our advance," he commanded. "We move on the Helios Gate."
Daylight Wall, Helios Gate, 15th of Quartus. The smell of the blood pouring from the sky permeated everything. It filled Ralderon's helmet long after he activated the void sealing on his armor. Though it was sickening by any human measure, he found it alluring, appetizing even. The odor fogged his mind, encouraging him to throw off restraint and slaughter the enemy. The world had lost all color barring red, black and orange. Fire lit everything. The sky was so dark it was hard to believe Terra had ever enjoyed sunlight. The Aegis's displacement glows were guttering pinks and purples.
"Captain!"
Thane's voice penetrated the fog in Ralderon's mind.
"Captain!"
Ralderon shook himself out of the fugue. They were under attack from all quarters.
"The Night Lords to the south of the gate have reinforced and are moving in our position. The siege towers are closing. Two to the north of the gate, one to the south. The Aegis has collapsed across the entire front of our section."
"Elsewhere?"
"Hardline Vox reports say the wall is under assault in the seven other places facing the siege camps," said Thane. "The shield banes burn away our protection. The upper Aegis holds for now, but we have lost many generators, and the system is under great strain, so the adepts say."
Ralderon surveyed the wall top. It had taken the enemy minutes to sweep the rampart free of defenders, secure their landing zone, then bring in more troops. Now the Night Lords were advancing in force, before he and Thane had rallied a counterattack. The great black snake of the shield bane cut a darker channel across the murk. Meanwhile, the siege engines had gathered speed and were dark shapes in the downpour, revealed by flashes of gunfire like shock images in vid plays made to frighten.
"We do not have enough warriors to hold the wall against this attack," said Raldoron.
The macro cannon on the gate tower roared, shaking him to his core.
"Take one in every two men from sections 12, 13, 14, 17, and 18. I shall provide you with my authorization coding."
He blink-clicked an icon to send the data key over to Thane's warsuit.
"We will have to trust that the enemy will not attempt an escalade there. Inform Bab Command that those sections will be vulnerable. Request reinforcements, whatever they have. The siege towers here must not be allowed to make contact with the wall. Concentrate all fire on them. If one gets through, then our situation here will be greatly compromised. And watch the skies. If one legion is willing to attempt a landing on the rampart, others will."
He looked upwards through the dying Aegis, half expecting to see the trails of falling dropcraft.
"They will attack us here at Section 16, where the Aegis is weak. We can trust the sections we draw our reinforcements from will be safe for now."
"As you say, Lord Raldoron. If I had command, I would do the same," Thane said.
"And I tell you, I am glad I do not have command. You hold here. The Blood Angels must deal with the threat to the south. The Night Lords must be swept from the wall before the siege towers come into contact with the ramparts. Give me covering fire. We shall bring up heavy weapons to cover the wall top, both sides. Make it so. Target their heavy armor and their terminators. Your legion is the holder of gates," said Raldoron.
He looked south again. The Night Lords were close enough for him to pick out their heraldry under the coursing blood.
"Night Lords are an insignificant threat to the Blood Angels. I shall give our guests below a warm welcome they will not quickly forget."
Calling up his veteran squads, Raldoron gathered his warriors within the guard chambers of the Helios Gate, then led them out from the doors onto the ramparts. They came under immediate fire from the Night Lords advancing on the gatehouse. Breacher squads went to the fore of both lines, shielding the warriors behind them. Shield walls drew closer to each other, the thick breachers dancing with bolt impacts. Heavier weapons from both sides gunned for their opponents, the exchange becoming more violent the closer they came. Impacts from the wasteland, and increasingly from the void, blasted chunks from the fortifications. But the Night Lords and the Blood Angels were intent on each other. Warriors fell, opening gaps in the walls of shields that were quickly filled. Though the Night Lords suffered heavier casualties from Thane's attentions and the gunfire coming in from the palace hives, they were greater in number. So it was that two forces came within striking distance of one another upon the walls. This was a contest that would be decided by blades. The space between the two groups was a storm of explosions and micro-shrapnel. They were 100, then 70, then 50 metres apart. When the foe were 40 metres away, Raldoron held aloft and ignited his power sword. It glittered in the bloody rain as droplets burst to atoms in the disruption field. Timing was all. They must charge first.
"Drop shields!" he shouted. "Charge!" 100 veteran Blood Angels roared out their battle cry. "For Sanguinius! For the Emperor!"
The rampart shook to the thunder of Ceramite. A replying call of Kellish sounded from the Night Lord's line. Brace, it meant. They stopped, shields angled and planted against the parapet, pauldrons butting them. Each shield-bearer was supported by the hands of the legionary behind. Raldoron ran ahead of his warriors. Guns barked on both sides, but the Blood Angels, their shields abandoned to grant them speed, took the brunt of the damage. Several fell dead. The lines met with a deafening crash. Raldoron leapt, sword buzzing down. It caught the edge of a shield. Searing light dazzled him as Ceramite was annihilated by the disruption field. The sword boomed and crackled, slicing across, taking the shield-bearer's arm off. The line bowed under the impact of the Blood Angels, but held. Guns fired from behind the shields, dropping more of the Sons of Sanguinius. The Blood Angels wrenched at the Night Lord's protection, dragging shields down and firing their bolters at the men behind. But they held. The line rearranged itself and set firm.
"Ilashovarath!"
the Night Lord's officers shouted through their voxmeters.
"Advance!"
The Night Lords gave a wordless shout and set themselves hard behind the shields. Arranged as a giant pressing scrum, they pushed forwards. Blood Angels battered at them, killed them, but the pressure was immense. Red boots rasping on bloody rockcrete, the Night Lords pushed forwards 3 steps and set their shields down again, rearranging themselves for another push.
Iloshavarath!
The Night Lords commanded a second time. They shoved hard, pushing Ralderon and his men back another few steps towards the tower. The ground gained, they slammed down their shields and braced once more. Ralderon smote at his foe, but with the shields angled as they were, it was hard to land a telling blow, and though the shield in front of him bore several smoking gouges, it held. Ralderon reversed his grip and pushed the point at the shield. Point and energy field worked together to cut into the surface. The breacher shield was thick, and though he strained with the effort, it nibbled only slowly through the metal towards its bearer.
Iloshavarath!
Night Lord's shields squealed against the Blood Angel's armour, forcing them back. Ralderon counted the distance to the southern tower of the Helios Gate. 200 meters. Each push brought the Night Lords a few meters closer to their gatehouse. They were dying from Thane's shots angling in from above, but not quickly enough.
Iloshavarath! Iloshavarath! Iloshavarath!
The shield wall pushed on. The racket of weapons hitting shields was 100 drums played to different rhythms. Ralderon had no need to push his blade. His sword sank into the shield before him as the legionary behind it was forced forwards. Bolts shot from the firing loops of the shields burst on his armour. Ralderon waited as long as he could.
Iloshavarath!
Until their backs were almost against the wall.
Iloshavarath!
The tower was behind them, massive, indomitable, its reinforced portals standing between the Night Lords and the taking of the gate.
Iloshavarath!
At the other points of the wall, similar things were happening. He wondered if any gates had fallen, if the enemy were on the wall elsewhere, or had come over it and got into the palace.
Iloshavarath!
He had little vox contact with Bab Command, no guidance.
Iloshavarath!
Thane's guns rained down their slaughter on the Night Lords. The Night Lords responded in kind, firing plasma guns up at the ramparts. Yellow armoured figures fell back ablaze.
Iloshavarath!
The gate was 10 meters behind him. The moment had come.
Now!
Ralderon voxed. The portal ground open, rolling aside like the stone of an ancient tomb. Lens lights blinked at twice the height of a man. Servos purred in the darkness of the chamber.
Split!
Roared Ralderon. He yanked his sword free. His men stepped back. The shield wall, relieved of pressure, surged forwards in disarray. Giant footsteps thumped in the tower chamber towards the wall walk. Before the dreadnoughts emerged onto the rampart, they were already firing. The first shots of the rotary cannons mowed down the leading ranks of Scryvox men. Shields shattered at 1,000-round-a-minute blows. The shield wall broke. 3 Contemptor-patterned dreadnoughts in pristine red thundered out from the tower, the blood rain slicking them a bright gloss, and smashed into the Night Lord's advance. Blue-armoured warriors were bowled over. A power fist smashed a space marine into the air, sending him shouting madly over the battlement to plummet down on the far side. The Blood Angels followed their walking dead, hacking and shooting. They roared like beasts, their famed refinement gone. The dreadnoughts ploughed deep into the Night Lord's line before the mass of troops slowed them to a halt. They stood embattled by dozens of space marines, and the real work began. The first dreadnought fell a moment later, its leg blasted off by implosion charges.
My lord!
Growled Scryvox, Atramentar sergeant.
We must take you to a place of safety.
What, now? At the moment of my triumph?
Scryvox scoffed.
When word of my deed reaches the War Master, I will be rewarded with power and with riches. If I depart now, I will be known as nothing but a coward. The leader!
Another of his escort raised his combi bolter, sighting it on a veteran captain whose armor was encrusted with high honors. Scryvok put his hand on the top of the Terminator's gun and pushed it down.
He's mine,
he said.
I want him. I want it to be known that I killed the captain of this gate myself.
Scryvok pushed forwards into the fray. His Atramentar followed behind. The first Blood Angel he encountered died so easily, Scryvok barely felt the Ceramite part. The sword shifted in his hands as he swung, perfecting the strike. The edge cleaved through the warrior's helm, cutting it in half and passing deep into his torso. A lesser blade would have stuck, but not his sword. He pulled it out with a light tug, easy as plucking a blade of grass. Scryvok smiled to himself. Power flooded him. His body tingled with it.
"Blood Angel!"
he shouted. His terminators pushed aside the combatants, clearing him a path.
"Blood Angel!"
The ramparts were broad, but crammed with fighters. The fighting was close and dirty work. There was little room for finesse. Another Blood Angel died to Scryvok's blows. The Atramentar laid about themselves, the booming of their power fists and the roar of their heavier weapons drawing the attention of one of the Blood Angel's ancients. It crushed the space marine it was fighting and threw down the leaking body. Bullets sprayed from its rotary cannon. One of the Atramentar was hit hundreds of times. The cannon overloaded his field generator, chewed through his layered ceramite and plasteel, and tore into the adamantium frame beneath. The man died inside his giant suit and fell over heavily.
"Deal with that for me, would you, Sergeant?"
said Scryvok.
"I do not wish to be distracted. I will have that captain's skin for my cloak. Our role is to protect the leader of—" "Do it!"
shrieked Scryvok.
"Bring it down!"
His sergeant said no more, but moved with his men to engage the dreadnought. Scryvok pushed on. The lines of the two warring legions were by now thoroughly blended. Bodies clogged the rampart. Footing was treacherous. But the enemy captain was near.
"Blood Angel!"
Scryvok yelled joyfully.
"Face me!"
The Blood Angel finished his opponent and turned to face the Night Lord. Upon his left pauldron, his name was emblazoned across a scroll plate, just legible under rivulets of blood.
"Raldoron," said Scryvok. "The Raldoron?"
He made a few passes with his sword, reveling in its lightness, in its killing edge.
"This will be a day to celebrate, the day I slew the hero of the Blood Angels."
He saluted and declaimed pompously,
"I am Gendor Scryvok, the Painted Count, Lord Commander of the Night Lord's Legion, and I am your end."
The Blood Angel was unimpressed. "Never heard of you," he said, and came in to attack, his power sword buzzing. Scryvok laughed and parried. The demon sword moved with a mind of its own to block the blow so fast Raldoron was almost taken down by Scryvok's riposte, only a wild slicing deflection turning it aside. A second strike was thus deflected by Raldoron, and a third. The first captain of the Blood Angels was as good as his reputation suggested, but Scryvok was filled with sorcerous foreknowledge and supernatural speed. He saw an opening and moved in for the kill. He missed. He was too slow. Raldoron sidestepped the blow and twisted it aside with a slight flick of his blade. Scryvok stepped back. The delicious feeling of power was gone. The world lost its sheen. He was in the rain, on the wall, surrounded by the dead, and he could not beat this man. Panic gripped Scryvok's gut. The blade was heavy. It would not respond as it had. Where before it accentuated his skills, lending him greater speed and strength, now it did nothing. Raldoron pressed his attack, battering at Scryvok with a flurry of blows that he could barely deflect. The demon had deserted him.
"Oh, no!"
said Scryvok.
"It cannot be!"
Raldoron's power sword banged against the edge of Scryvok's blade, sending him stumbling backwards.
"That always was the problem with your legion, Night Lord,"
said Raldoron.
"You are quick with your torturer's knives,
but so few of you are worthy warriors." Raldoron swung his sword overarm, building momentum into a blow that would cut a power-armored warrior in two. Scryvok parried it only just in time, stepping back and nearly tripping on the corpse of a Night Lord. Raldoron followed with another blow, and another. Scryvok struggled to stop him. He was so fast. Scryvok was a space marine captain, and more than a passable swordsman, but Raldoron was a hero of the Imperium, whose name was known across the galaxy. Raldoron attacked with greater ferocity. Scryvok's arm was numb from deflecting the blows. He forayed a few attacks, but they put him in more danger, as Raldoron caught and countered every one. His latest riposte was turned away, and Raldoron's power blade scraped sparks up the side of his breastplate.
"Atramentar!"
Scryvok called, his panic rising. To me! If they heard, they could do nothing. They fought the Blood Angels' dreadnought still, their number reduced to 3.
Night Lords! Help me!
His power pack scraped on Rockcrete. He had his back to the outer crenellations and could retreat no further. Ralderon faced him. His sword energy field buzzed in the downpour.
Listen to you, Ralderon said.
The masters of fear. You are cowards like all cruel men. Ralderon's power sword slashed across Scryvok's chest, breaking open the ceramite and severing his power cabling. The painted count staggered, unbalanced by the sudden loss of energy to his warplate systems. Ralderon lunged forwards, stunning Scryvok further with a blow to the face from the punch guard of his sword. Cracks crazed over Scryvok's eye lenses. His faceplate systems fizzed and broke down into a display of meaningless blocks. He feebly attempted to parry, but Ralderon smashed it aside and turned the blade downwards, his own sword cutting deep into Scryvok's greave, cleaving through ceramite, undersuit and flesh, and sliding into the bone. Scryvok staggered to the side, slipped, and fell backwards into the chute of a crenel. A wedge-shaped gap between Merlons, the crenel sloped down and narrowed towards the edge. Scryvok scrabbled at the smooth, polished plascrete of the surface, and succeeded only in making himself slide towards the killing drop. A red boot on his wounded leg pinned him in place. Scryvok cried out in pain. Ralderon leaned forwards to address him.
You are, and always were, an evil legion.
You took the Emperor's mission and twisted it. Selfish, monstrous, tormentors of the weak, snarled Ralderon.
If Horus had not turned, I would have gladly led the hunt for your kind myself. I thank you from my heart that you came to my sword and saved me the trouble of looking.
He shifted the weight of his foot, bringing another cry from Scryvok.
Wait!
The painted count said.
I give you my surrender! You beat me! I am your prisoner!
There can be no prisoners in this war, said Ralderon.
How much mercy have you shown to all those that you harmed?
I have as much mercy for you as you had for them.
Now get off my wall!
He shoved hard with his foot, sending Scryvok skidding towards the drop. The Night Lord dropped the demon sword to grip at the polished rockcrete with both of his hands, but there was no purchase on the blood-slick surface. He managed to brace himself on the Merlon's rounded corners with his elbows, and for a moment he thought he might save himself. He looked up to see the Blood Angel still staring at him.
You are a pompous man, Scryvok said.
Ralderon raised his bolt pistol. Screaming in defiance, Scryvok shoved himself over the edge, whence he plummeted, reaching terminal velocity long before he hit the ground and the stone broke him. The Night Lords were retreating. More than half their number had fallen. 3 Terminators fought ancient Axiel, but they would not last long. All those near Ralderon were dead. Thane's men continued to shoot down onto the enemy, while his own warriors were reforming their squads to better discipline their firing at the retreating foe. A report from Captain Galliard of Ralderon's chapter crackled in his ear, informing him the Night Lord's rearguard was falling back. Their gunships were powering up. True to their nature, some were taking off without their passengers, the pilots seizing the opportunity to save their own skins. But the battle was far from over. Siege towers lumbered on towards the wall, the nearest now approaching the cratered zone where the 3rd outwork line had been. Enemy artillery pounded at the wall directly. Overhead, the failing Aegis held out the bombardment, but would not for much longer. While in the sky, lines of fire marked the approach of hundreds of drop pods.
Thane, foxed Ralderon.
Imminent drop strike. What is the status of our reinforcements?
Incoming, said Thane.
Requested 9th and 7th Legion reinforcements, estimated arrival within 15 minutes. Bab has commanded 4 Imperial Army regiments to be redeployed from the inner districts as reserves to our section of the wall.
I would prefer more legionaries.
More drop pods were hurtling through the clouds.
You have re-established contact with the Bab Bastion.
Hardline only.
What occurs elsewhere?
Same as here. Direct assault on the walls. No breaches reported.
Ralderon looked down the wall after his men. Close at hand, the final Atramentar went down to a pile-driver blow from the dreadnought. The fighting had drawn away from his position. The Night Lords were boxed in on both sides. The last ship was lifting off under fire it could not survive.
"The threat here is contained," Raldoron said. "Concentrate all fire on the siege towers. If we can weather their assault, and that of the drop pods, then we may yet..." A squeal of feedback cut off the line between Thane and Raldoron.
"Thane?" he said.
"Thane."
He scrolled through other channels. The vox was silent.
Then half deafened him with a cacophony of screams, like a million people dying at once.
He shut it off.
Flame burned in the sky. Lightning spread out in a ring around the fire. Thunder rolled.
A fireball fell from the churning heavens towards the land before the Helios Gate. Too big to be a drop pod, too controlled to be debris from the fleet, too slow to be a shell or mass round. Raldoron followed the fireball down, the blood running over his helm blurring its outline. It hit the ground, sending out a billow of flame that raced over traitor and loyalist alike. The vox burst back into life.
"What was that?" said Thane.
Raldoron increased the magnification of his helm lenses, revealing a smoking figure crouched in the glowing, eight-pointed emblem of the enemy stamped into the ground by its arrival. Bat wings wrapped around the figure protectively. Its head was bowed, a giant black sword placed point down into the earth, both hands resting on the hilt. Fissures raced away from the sword point, and fires glowed within. The fissures widened, becoming chasms, and from them leapt sheets of flame. The figure at the center of the octet rose, spread its wings, and lifted its sword to show the world it had arrived. Raldoron didn't recognize it at first. The being was vast, a demon beast of a size that exceeded those he had battled on Cygnus. But something in the way it moved made him suddenly sure of its identity.
"Angron. It is Angron," said Raldoron quietly. "By the Emperor, what has happened to him?"
Even from so far away, the Primarch's fury touched Raldoron, stirring something hot and vile in the Blood Angel's being. Angron howled. Horus's mortal armies surged forwards over the carpet of dead, fronting the outworks and the walls. The first drop pods hit the ground among them, hatches blowing wide, bringing more space marines into the attack. Dreadclaw pods angled down at the walls. The dying Aegis destroyed some, others hit the fortifications and glanced off. More extended their claws at the right moment, catching the crenellations and holding fast. Two landed close together, between Raldoron and his men engaging the remnants of the Night Lords. World Eaters leapt from inside into the downpour of blood.
"Father!"
roared the giant. His furious brazen voice was empowered by the violence, thundering louder than any cannonade and audible over all the racket of battle.
"I have come for you!"